Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Accese suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
我们的节目提供多种语言，请看 suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Rancangan kami menawarkan banyak bahasa. Sila kunjungi suprememastertv.com/katabanschedule.
برامجنا متوفرة بال العديد من اللغات يرجى زيارة suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Наши программы предлагают много языков. Пожалуйста, посмотрите suprememastertv.com/schedule.
저희 방송은 다양한 언어를 제공합니다. 다음을 참고하세요. suprememastertv.com/schedule.
If anyone on this planet really know what hell is, they would scare themselves to death. They would never dare to touch any meat, to touch any alcohol even, or to be, you know, ignorant of the truth. They would search all their might, all their life, with their life even, just to know how to liberate themselves.
Please continue watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic. Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Seronok bertemu dengan anda, penonton-penonton yang ramah mesra. Nama saya Damir dari Kuala Lumpur di Malaysia yang makmur. Rakyat kami memuji anda atas kasih sayang anda terhadap semua makhluk. Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan pelbagai bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal, laut hijau zamrud yang mempunyai bentangan pantai yang panjang dan dipinggiri pokok palma, cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utamanya ialah kontrasnya yang besar. Dari pencakar langit yang tinggi, dapat dilihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandaraya besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai, semuanya sebahagian daripada syurga di bumi ini. Kepelbagaian budaya juga telah menjadikan negara ini tempat meraikan beratus-ratus perayaan yang beraneka ragam. Warisan multibudaya dan multibangsa Malaysia sangat jelas dipamerkan melalui bentuk muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Kami berbesar hati untuk berkongsi paparan singkat mengenai Malaysia yang kaya dengan sumber dengan anda, penonton-penonton yang menakjubkan. rakyat kami yang mesra berdoa kepada Tuhan agar mencurahi anda dengan kasih sayang tanpa syarat dan kedamaian yang berpanjangan. Selama lebih 3 dekad, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerangi dunia kita dengan ajaran sucinya. Sebagai seorang guru bermakrifat penuh, beliau mengajarkan kaedah meditasi Kuan Yin kepada mereka yang ingin dengan serta-merta menemui sifat Tuhan dalam diri mereka dan dalam masa satu hayat mendapat pembebasan abadi daripada kitaran lahir dan mati. Kaedah Kuan Yin telah diamalkan oleh semua guru bermakrifat seperti Buddha, Confucius, Guru Nanak, Nabi Isa, Lao Tzu, Krishna, Mahavira, Nabi Muhammad. Moga-moga Tuhan memberi kesejahteraan ke atasnya dan banyak lagi. Beliau menekankan bahawa jika kita sentiasa ingat akan Tuhan, berbakti kepada orang lain dan mematuhi hukum alam semesta, kita akan mencapai potensi tertinggi sebagai manusia dan benar-benar memahami tujuan kita di bumi. Mahaguru Ching Hai ialah suri teladan belas kasihan, sering memberikan bantuan kebendaan dan kewangan serta kasih sayang kepada pelarian, orang tak berumah, mangsa bencana alam dan orang lain yang memerlukan bantuan. Mahaguru Ching Hai amat bersyukur kepada Tuhan yang dikasihi atas segala bantuan kewangan, keselesaan dan sokongan kepada orang yang menderita dan susah dan atau sebarang tujuan baik selama ini sebagai wadah rendah diri untuk belas kasihan dan kasih sayangnya terhadap anak-anaknya yang berharga. Mahaguru Ching Hai menerima sokongan dan kasih sayang daripada pelbagai pertubuhan, media, kerajaan dan individu serta banyak anugerah daripada mereka seperti Hadiah Keamanan Gusi 2006 yang dianggap sebagai Hadiah Keamanan Nobel Timur, Anugerah Kepimpinan Spiritual Dunia pada tahun 1994, Anugerah Mahavir pada tahun 2008, 22 Februari dan 25 Oktober diisytiharkan sebagai Hari Mahaguru Ching Hai. Warga negara kehormat Amerika Syarikat dan sebagainya dan telah diberi penghormatan dalam tahun-tahun ini dengan banyak anugerah dan sanjungan lain atas kerja amal dan bantuan kemanusiaannya yang menonjol. Thank you. Kami meminta maaf kerana tidak dapat memaparkan banyak anugerah dan sanjungan lain disebabkan kekurangan ruang dan masa. Sebagai suara sejati kepada rakan haiwan kita yang menawan, Mahaguru Ching Hai mempromosikan diet berasaskan tumbuhan yang damai dan penyayang. Beliau menghasratkan, dengan kesedaran manusia tentang kesucian semua hidupan, sebuah dunia vegan yang tenteram dan gemilang, di mana haiwan dan orang hidup secara harmoni. Inisiatifnya untuk menyebarkan tren vegan adalah pelbagai, termasuk pengedaran risalah hidup alternatif, restoran vegan antarabangsa Loving Heart, syarikat produk makanan vegan, produk bulu vegan, Supreme Master Television, serta sering bercakap dengan ketua kerajaan dan media yang berpengaruh dan menyertai persidangan televisyen mengenai perubahan iklim dan sebagainya. Sama ada kita sedar akannya atau tidak, usahanya telah memberikan pengaruh yang besar kepada kesedaran global tentang gaya hidup mesra haiwan dan bagaimana cara berbelas kasihan ini boleh membawa keamanan yang berpanjangan dalam kalangan negara, sementara menyelamatkan planet kita daripada perubahan iklim dan bencana. Dalam tahun-tahun ini, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah pergi ke seluruh dunia, dari negara-negara Amerika ke Afrika, dari Eropah ke Oceania, dan memberikan beratus-ratus khutbah kepada orang ramai dan anak muridnya tentang pelbagai topik spiritual. Hari ini, kami berbesar hati untuk mempersembahkan salah satu daripada khutbah yang mendalam ini bertajuk Kitab Surangama, Keadaan Dirasuk Syaitan, Skanda Perasaan, Sambungan, Bahagian 5 daripada 7 dalam rancangan antara guru dengan anak murid, diberikan dalam bahasa Inggeris pada 27 hari bulan Disember 2018 di Taiwan, juga dikenali sebagai Formosa.
Master, all my life I've struggled with that chronic depression, and
why? What happened? What's wrong with your life?
It's been like that since I was born. I've always had it.
Oh, you always had it.
I know it's probably karma or destiny or whatever, but.
But how about your life? Come here. This is the microphone. Echo to me. When I look at you, maybe I understand better. Okay, tell me now, what is with your life that make you depressed? Is any reason?
I can't answer that. They've said it's biochemical. I've been to every doctor. I've been on various medications.
Biochemical?
Yeah.
Oh, you have something wrong with the blood?
They've prescribed all kinds of medicines.
Does it help you?
It manages the symptoms, but it doesn't get rid of the depression.
Uh-huh.
And the only time it goes away is later in life when I found you, when I meditate or I'm looking at your picture or listening to your lectures.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do that 24/7. And
nobody cares.
I got to be out in the world sometimes. So
yeah. How is your family doing?
My father's passed and my mother's getting older, but she's
And you alone?
Yeah.
You don't have a wife?
Two dogs.
Two dogs? And the dogs don't make you happy?
Yeah, they make me happy. They make me happy.
Okay.
But I guess my question is this, will Kuan Yin, I know that's not the purpose of Kuan Yin, but will it eventually go away, or is that my destiny for this?
It will, if you patient a little bit. How long ago you initiated?
2003.
Wow, 15 years.
It's gotten a lot better since then, but I still take a lot of medication for it.
Oh, are you sure you need a lot of medication? Do you feel confident that this medication helps you?
A lot. Yes. It's a lot less than I used to have to take.
Less medication or less depression?
both. I mean, less medication than I used to have to take. So the depression's less, but if I go off the medication, the depression comes right back.
Then it might come back again. You don't know the cause of your depression?
I've been to every doctor, talked out everything. They say it's biochemical.
Since when did you have it?
Since I was little.
Anybody have such a case in the world? They do?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's really sad. That's really sad, brother. I am so sorry. Can I give you a hug, maybe?
Please.
Are you financially okay? Is your mother nagging you or something?
No.
It's inherently like that. I'm sorry, brother. You're so handsome. Maybe find a girlfriend? You had a girlfriend, but didn't help. Oh, yeah. What to do? But you know what? You know what? I'm happy that you're still here. That's the best thing already. Yeah, some people cannot deal with this kind of depression. They might have been gone, taken their life or something, you know? And you're so courageous. You live on. With all this must be a big burden for you. Just give it to me. Don't take it. Don't keep it, okay? Give. Yes. Give all of that. You're so good looking. And so brave, my God. Really, you are brave. Because if I had such a depression since I was young like that, I'm not sure if I survived until now. How you do that? How did you do that?
I just know that
death wasn't going to be the answer.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I
wonderful. Can. At least you have wisdom, man. You're cool, okay? Sorry that you have to suffer so much. This is what a lot of people suffer. I don't know why I told you I hate it. Yeah? Live on so that maybe one day we'll find a solution. Yeah? Yes, you want to ask something? Sure.
So Maya is implementing all the rules and heaven doesn't interfere as a benefit of doubt. Is that because the rules should be enforced whether the sin is accurate or not?
Heaven also fighting with the astral level sometimes, but sometimes they win, sometimes they're not.
So heaven should be enforcing the modification of rules, right, Master?
Yeah, I know.
So,
but this world belongs to Maya, that's why. Many people like the Maya.
Yeah, right.
They support his way of life. They don't support me. Huh?
Yes,
they don't. They did not support Jesus. They did not support the Buddha. I mean, some, but not the whole world, not even the whole India support the Buddha.
Right, the population is so much and the disciples should grow more and sincerity should increase.
It is not all their fault. It's not that they are not sincere, not that they don't meditate. They do all their might already. They have to work, they have to take care of parents, wife, kids, friends, you know, society,
right.
Job, everything already. And they go out sometimes to help, to do charity work. They do too many things already. Not that they don't do. It's just the Maya is bad. I don't know, this world is like that. If we keep tracking it, then we cannot stop. It will be forever. I'm just angry.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just angry even if the Maya is right, even if he's doing his job. I don't like it. That's just my opinion, okay?
Thank you, Master.
But that doesn't mean my opinion can usurp his authority. Not yet. Maybe later, maybe in the future. I cannot promise, okay? I'm just angry. I just want to do revolution against him, but I don't know. I don't know, okay?
Yes, Master. Yes. Not that I'm important. I just want to let you know. No, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Thank you. It's a small world for whatever you did to all of us in this retreat. You gave like lotteries and lotteries to all of us, like blessings and after the ceremony blessings and gift and everything. So thank you. It's a small world, Master.
You're welcome, my thank love. You. You're welcome. I wish I could. I'm just too busy to figure out how to deal with this Maya, okay? I don't know if I'm alone can do anything. The Buddha Jesus could not, other prophet could not. I don't know if I can do anything.
We will diligently support you, Master.
I know that. I think you do your best already. No one else can be better supporters. Yeah, I feel frustrated that I cannot do what you wish. Not immediately like that. Yeah.
Master, it's been a privilege and an honor to be here this week for the first time from a Hare Krishna perspective. All the things you've been teaching, working with your disciples, they're a true example of how people should be on earth, as in heaven, so it should be on earth. The disciples you have here are an example to you. Mm. And the way you teach them, it's unconditional love. The way a parent raises a child. But the thing that's been so beautiful about this week, this has been the best Christmas ever.
My ego like that.
This has been the best Christmas ever because we got the best gift ever.
Yeah, you mean the gift?
And the thing that was so beautiful about it, it was without asking. Mm. The mother sees what the child needs. The child may be naughty, the child may be obstinate, but the mother still, with love, takes care of that child.
So how you know? You just came 1 week. You don't know me.
It's just been absolutely wonderful to be with the God brothers and God sisters, and it's been really, really instructive. And the way everybody was trying to help everybody.
Yeah.
This is a family.
That's
a this way is to... love. And this is how the world needs to be. It's the only way the world is going to change.
Hopefully. It's changing. It is changing. Yesterday the news, the peace, yeah?
Yes.
Peace news
yes.
in Yemen, that will make me very pleased. Changing.
Yeah. No,
it's changing.
Yes. Again, there is in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there's a foretelling of the finishing of Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, and the beginning of the Golden Age. Mm. And on Supreme Master Television, they've been talking about this. Mm. And it says the incarnation that will come will simultaneously finish Kali Yuga, the Iron Age where we're in, and simultaneously start Satya Yuga. There is only one incarnation that's going to do this. And we all know who this is. It is the Supreme Master.
Wow.
In the Bhagavad Gita, they talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mm. And it says, once you recognize, or you can fully say with wholeheartedly who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, you will be delivered. And we all know in this room today, Supreme Master Qinghai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And may we all work as hard as we can to help her in the future. Thank you, Master.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope I don't disappoint you. I just want to you serve the Maya, but maybe he's good for something.
Master, you can't disappoint us, and it doesn't matter about you can overthrow the rule of Maya, because you fight for us, you defend us, you guide us, you advocate us. And I know I speak for so many people, that is so much, and we appreciate. And all the people who aren't your followers might not know to appreciate, but you know, you'd fight for them and you defend them too. And it's not what you can do, but it's what your intention is. And thank you for being you.
Oh, wow, you guys make my day. Thank you. I'm so glad that at least I have some friends. Okay? I'm doing my best, you're doing your best. That's all we can do, huh? We are all trapped in here still. Even though our soul is free, the time of initiation, you're free. It's still connected with the soul. There's a cord connecting. When it's severed, then you're gone. Yeah, and you're still connected. We are free, yeah? It's just we have to wait for the prison gate to open to be completely free. It's just the process is going, yeah? But then we are still trapped in here, no? Mm. You know you're going to be out of prison, but we still need to stay here, abide the prison rules and all that, and it is really gruesome. Mm? One day in prison, they say, it's like the 1,000 year outside, that's what they say. 1,000 year in freedom is equal to one day in prison. The same with us here. Yeah. We know we are free, but we have to wait for the procedure and all that, no? Even then. I just don't like all these rules. Even if it's for training, you know? Even if for training, for good purpose, like for the people being to train themselves to be good, to become a Buddha even. This is too gruesome, too taxing, you know, on any soul at all. And how can anyone ever make it? If it's not for God's grace or the Buddha's mercy, how can anybody ever make it? Look, it's so much meditation, one stage after another, and still in the Maya trap. And could even go to hell for that. Who can even support this system? But the way that the world people behave, they're supporting it. They support alcoholism. They support torturing the animals.
All the vice.
Everything. And support all the bad things. Yeah? Okay. All the vices, she said. Yeah. That means they support Maya. Gamaya making all this to seduce people, to entrap beings into the vicious circle of, you know, life and death and punishment, torture, hell, all that. Even anybody would say, okay, hell is your own making, it's illusion, but it's really hell. You suffer just like you suffer here. Except that you cannot escape, you cannot even die. This is terrible, terrible. If anyone on this planet really know what hell is, they would scare themselves to death. They would never dare to touch any meat, to touch any alcohol even, or to be, you know, ignorant of the truth. They would search all their might, all their life, with their life even, just to know how to liberate themselves. They just don't know. No one is allowed to know even what hell is like, except only some who has been there, and because of Buddha or Bodhisattva interference, are allowed to come back to tell. Just like some people, a near-death experience, yeah? Not all of them come back, tell you. Just some are allowed to come back to tell you the story of what the heaven is like. And these are just maybe astral heaven even. And they like it so much. Some come back here just crying for weeks on end because they don't want to stay in this world. It's so suffering for them compared to that heaven that they have been to. Yes, brother.
After Master has smashed the mind-controlling engine, people are receiving tremendous amount of energy onto the planet, and now it is very, very easy to make anybody vegan. Earlier, we had to shout and tell them, still they don't understand. Now, people are going towards organic diet, and they're going to Whole Foods and all organic vegan diet, and now the speed has increased. people are consciousness towards animals and everything. The activity has increased tremendously in the last 2 years itself.
Yeah, even Vietnam, they protect animals now.
Right. So if we go at this speed, probably in the next 5 years.
Maybe no more of meat.
Yeah, here. That's correct, Master. Yes.
Yeah. Who knows? Yes. Thank you.
Also, our TV channel is getting popular, and I see a lot of telecasting companies are doing. And compared to last 2 months and now, New York Television, Long Island, Staten Island, Connecticut, every channel is picking up Supreme Master TV. Mm-hmm. One day will come and everybody will watch Supreme Master TV.
Right. Correct. Gracias. Korea. 안녕하세요.
예, 안녕하세요. 2010년에 오게닉 비건 CRP를 설립을 했습니다.
In 2010, he made a company named Organic Vegan.
Organic Vegan. Yes. Oh, got it.
예. 이번 9월 달에 볼티모어 도시에서 Natural Products Expo가 있었습니다. 거기 첫 출품을 했습니다.
This September, he went to Baltimore, and there was an organic food expo, and he showed his product at there first time.
한국에 유기가공식품 12개 대표 업체가 갔는데 거기서 유일하게 저희 오게닉 비건사가 인정을 받았습니다.
Yeah, and
there was 12 company from Korea, organic company. Only one company, his company, was selected.
Accepted.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah.
그로 인하여서 미국 바이어들이 한국 저희 지방 정부에 요청하기를 미국 시장에 한국 유기 가공 식품이 올려거들랑 저희 유기농 비건을 앞세워서 본받고 오라고 금번 6월과 7월에 초대를 받았습니다.
The American buyer said to Korean local government, if you want to come to American market, you should respect his standard and follow him.
His example of a product, of producing product. Okay, very good.
이거는 스승님께서 지구를 살릴 수 있는 솔루션은 오게닉과 앤드 비건이라고 말씀하신 걸 실천하기 위해서였고 여기에 많은 분들도 거기에 출자를 하셨습니다. 그래서 이것은 이 회사는 저희들의 개인 회사가 아니라 우리 모두의 회사입니다. 그래서 이것은 기쁜 소식이 되지 않을까 해서 지금 전해드리는 바입니다. 이상입니다.
The reason why I made this company was your teaching that organic vegan is the solution to save the world. And many Koreans donate for the establishing company. And he thinks this is very good news to tell you.
Good news. Yes, of course. Good news. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And very good motive because he want to save the world, not because of making money or to be famous, but want to save the world through vegan. Good motive, very noble. 감사합니다. If you have good motive, then it's more likely to be a success, okay? Because it's easier for the angels or the gods or the divas to protect and help you. If you have a lower motive, then the Maya will make trouble. The angel and God cannot interfere because oil and water don't mix. Whatever you do must have pure motive. Then it's good excuses for the angels, the higher being, to support, to help you invisibly. That is the point. They help you. If you are good, they're allowed to. If you are bad, then the Maya take over. Yeah. is not just even bad, but like not a very noble goal or motive, then it's a good excuse for Maya to help you in different way. Yeah, you go astray. So there are two sides, left or right. Okay.
Penonton-penonton yang mencintai keamanan, kami menghargai kehadiran Anda untuk episod hari ini yang berjudul Kitab Surangama, Keadaan Dirasuk Syaitan, Skanda Perasaan, Sambungan, bahagian 5 daripada 7 dalam rancangan antara guru dengan anak murid. Seterusnya ialah pilihan daripada Kitab Suci Al-Quran, Surah 7, Al-Akraf, Ketinggian, dan Surah 26, Ash-Shuara, Pemuisi, bahagian 2 daripada 2 dalam rancangan Kata-Kata Hikmah, sejurus selepas berita wajar diberi perhatian. Teruslah bersama Supreme Master Television untuk lebih banyak rancangan positif. Semoga alam syurga mengurniai anda dengan kemegahan spiritual. Peace-loving viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Surangama Sutra, The Demonic States of the Feeling Skandhas, continued, part 5 of 7, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is a selection from the Holy Quran, Surah 7, Al-Akraf, The Hikes, and Surah 26, Ash-Shuara, The Poets, part 2 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the heavenly realms endow you with spiritual splendor.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.